This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. If you are traveling on this Labor Day holiday, you'll have lots of company. The AP's Mike Hempen starts us off.
AAA says the worst travel time for drivers today will be between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., with peak congestion periods expected in New York, Denver, and San Diego. AAA says tonight is one of the best travel times for drivers. This has been a good weekend for motorists traveling. AAA says the average cost of a gallon of gas has been about 50 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. The Transportation Security Administration predicts its agents will screen more than 17 million people from the start of the holiday period last Thursday through this Wednesday. That's about an 8% increase from a year ago. Weather is the leading cause of flight delays this holiday weekend, with more rain expected in some areas of the country on Labor Day. I'm Mike Hempen.
An Israeli court called an end to that general strike that was a protest of the government's failure to bring back hostages held in Gaza. Senator Tim Kaine, a Virginia Democrat, on the possibility of a ceasefire.
We've certainly wondered along the way whether Hamas wants a deal or not. They don't care about the suffering of the Palestinian people. By the same token, there's also reports of internal dissension between the prime minister and his chief defense officials about the Israeli position. So my sense is this is very, very tough. We're getting closer.
He was on Fox News Sunday, Senator Tim Kaine. Vice President Harris campaigns in Pittsburgh today, and President Biden will join her there. They'll be at the Labor Day parade. At least 14 people have died in the Philippines, where a storm dumped pounding rain and set off landslides. A bronze statue from the Titanic, feared to be lost for good, is among the discoveries made by the company that has salvage rights to the wreck on its first expedition there in years. This is AP News. A teenager is in custody accused of shooting San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall during an attempted robbery in San Francisco. Pearsall was released Sunday from the hospital. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
The San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was the victim of a robbery attempt in the Union Square District.
He was walking alone when a suspect approached him and attempted to commit an armed robbery using a gun. A struggle between Mr. Pearsall and the suspect ensued.
Audio courtesy of KGO-TV. Both Pearsall and the 17-year-old suspect were shot.
My hope is that we can demonstrate that this is an isolated incident.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city police department has stepped up anti-crime operations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.